Episode 44. The former prisoners, Lord Understanding, Mr. Conscience, also known as the Recorder, and Lord Will-Be-Will returned to Mansell with gold chains around their necks, whereas they left shackled in iron chains, departing in despair, but instead returning in delight. Mr. Recorder pronounced a preliminary thrice pardon to Mansell and told everyone to meet him in the marketplace the next morning to hear the general pardon read. But who can think what a turn, what a change, what an alteration this hint of things made in the countenance of the town of Mansell? No man of Mansell could sleep that night for joy. In every house there was joy and music, singing and making merry. Telling and hearing of Mansell's happiness was then all that Mansell had to do. And this was the weight of all their song. Oh, more of this at the rising of the sun, more of this tomorrow. Who thought yesterday, said one citizen, that this day would have been such a day to us? And who thought, seeing our prisoners go down in irons, that they would have returned in chains of gold? Yes, they who judged themselves as they went to be judged of their judge were by his mouth acquitted, not because they were innocent, but because of the prince's mercy. And he sent them home with pipe and drum. But is this the common custom of princes? Do they do such things to show these kind of favors to traitors? No, this is unique to Shaddai and to Emmanuel, his son. Now, morning arrived quickly, and for this reason, the Lord Mayor, the Lord Will-Be-Will, and Mr. Recorder came down to the marketplace at the time the prince appointed, where the townsfolk were waiting for them. When they came, they arrived in that glorious attire the prince had dressed them with the day before, and their glory illuminated the street. So the mayor, Recorder, and my Lord Will-Be-Will went down to Mouthgate, which was at the lower end of the marketplace, because it was the place where they used to read public matters long ago. Therefore, they went there in their robes, and their drummers went before them. Now the eagerness of the people to know the full matter was great. Then the recorder stood up, and first beckoning with his hand for silence, he read with a loud voice the pardon. But when he came to these words, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And to these all sins will be forgiven, and whatever blasphemies they utter, and so forth, they could not refrain from leaping for joy. For this you must know, this forgiveness was connected with every man's name in Mansell. Also, the seals of the pardon made a brave show. When the recorder finished reading the pardon, the townsmen ran up upon the walls of the town and leaped and skipped for joy upon them and bowed themselves seven times with their faces toward Emmanuel's pavilion and shouted out loud for joy, saying, "Let Emmanuel live forever!" Then order was given to the young men in Mansell that they should ring the bells for joy. So the bells rang, and the people sang, and the music went into every house in Mansell. When the prince sent the three prisoners of Mansell home with joy with pipe and small drum, he commanded his captains, with all the field officers and soldiers throughout his army, to be ready in that morning when the recorder should read the pardon in Mansell, to do his further pleasure. So the morning having arrived, as I've mentioned, just as the recorder ended his reading of the pardon, Emmanuel commanded that all the trumpets in the camp should sound, that the banners should be displayed, half of them upon Mount Gracious and half of them upon Mount Justice. He commanded also that all the captains should show themselves in all their armor, and that the soldiers should shout for joy. Captain Credence, though in the castle, was not silent in such a day. But he, from the top of the hold, and with the trumpet sound, showed himself to Mansell and to the prince's camp. Thus have I showed you the way and manner by which Emmanuel recovered the town of Mansoul from under the hand and power of the tyrant Diabolus. Now, when the prince completed the outward ceremonies of his joy, he again commanded that his captains and soldiers should show unto Mansoul some feats of war. So they immediately addressed themselves to this work. But oh, with what agility, nimbleness, dexterity, and bravery these military men displayed in revealing their skill in deeds of war to the now gazing town of Mansoul. They marched, they countermarched, they opened to the right and left, they divided and subdivided, they closed, they wheeled, made good their front and rear with their right and left wings, and 20 more things with such aptitude. And then were all as they were again, that they took, yes, ravished, the hearts of those in Mansoul who beheld it. But add to this, the handling of their arms and the managing of their weapons of war were marvelously breathtaking to Mansoul, and to me as well. When this action was over, the whole town of Mansoul came out as one man to the prince in the camp to thank him, to praise him for his abundant favor, and to beg that it would please his grace to come into Mansoul with his men, and there to take up their quarters forever. They made this request in a most humble manner, bowing themselves 7 times to the ground before him. Then he said, "All peace be to you." So the town came near and touched the top of his golden scepter with their hand, saying, "Oh, that the prince Emmanuel, with his captains and men of war, would dwell in Mansoul forever, and that his battering rams and slings might be lodged in her for the use and service of the prince, as well as for the help and strength of Mansoul. For," they said, "we have room for you, we have room for your men, we also have room for your weapons of war, and a place to make a public storehouse for your carriages. Do this, Emmanuel, and you shall be king and captain in Mansoul forever. Yes, also govern according to all the desire of your soul, and make governors and princes under you of your captains and men of war, and we will become your servants, and your laws shall be our direction." They added, moreover, "To be continued."